Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, tomorrow the United Kingdom goes to the polls, with pretty much everybody expecting that the Tories will get an utter pasting. Even the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is in danger of losing his seat, may even face the indignity of being beaten by one of the other candidates, Count Binface. Count Binface joins us now. Afternoon, Count.
Good afternoon to you, and indeed to the whole of Ireland, a wonderful nation. It's a delight to be speaking to you.
It's a delight to be speaking to you too again, and this must be one of the more exciting election runs that you've had, given that Rishi Sunak is in trouble. Do you fancy your chances of perhaps beating him in the poll?
Well, I mean, they're all exciting, aren't they? Mm. I mean, any opportunity for voters to express their will democratically, Sean, it's wonderful, isn't it? You're the only planet doing democracy. I mean, not very well, but you are having a go. So I love it all. But you're right. This is one of those seismic ones, isn't it? Where the United Kingdom has decided collectively to give the government of the day an almighty kicking. And I get to be there to, confirm the cliche, take me to your leader. He's not going to be the leader for long, but I get to see old Rishi face the wrath of the voters after everything he's inflicted upon them.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, indeed. Now, since we last spoke, I know CFAX, bringing back CFAX is a central plank in your policy portfolio. Have there been any new additions? I understand you have plans for Adele.
Oh, well, Adele is a long-standing pledge of mine that she should be nationalised. Simply, she is a one-woman GDP boost, Sean.
Yeah.
And the UK needs all the help it can get. So I would say bring her into public ownership to try and give the flailing economy a much-needed boost. But I do have new policies, absolutely, like all British water bosses, to take a dip in British rivers to see how they like it. Add to that national service to be introduced for all former prime ministers.
Yes.
Yes, Wi-Fi on trains that works, combined with trains that work. It's that kind of stuff, you know, and it's going down really well on the doorstep.
I would imagine so. And are you feeling a visceral sense of anger towards the Tories on the doorsteps?
I think in a nutshell, there is a lot of anger. I think after 14 years of a government, I think British voters would have a right to be able to think that something, and I mean anything, even an atom, had been improved since 2010. But no, nothing. Mm. I don't think anybody listening in Ireland, the UK, or any planet can find anything that has improved since the Conservatives have been in power. And you know what? After a while, the public twigs that and they think, do you know what? It's time for them to be out on their ear. Put them in the bin.
Yes. Have any voters said to you, Count Binface, can we come back to your planet? We're sick of life here.
Yes.
God, that's a sad reflection on things if people want to not just leave Britain, but the planet Earth.
What? Excuse me, it's either a sad reflection on Earth or a wonderful reflection on Sigma 9.
Yes.
Which has been under my benevolent dictatorship for quite a long time and doing rather well, thank you. Our economy has had a boost. No recessions on Sigma 9, Sean. So, you know, I think that a lot of Brits, they see where the sun is shining, or indeed suns in our case, and fancy a little bit of a change. But you never know. Maybe a Sakir can turn the corner for Britain. Someone's got to have a go, right?
Yeah, well, indeed. Are you optimistic he might be able to turn the corner for Britain?
Britain is a kind of super tanker that's going to need some serious turning to stop heading for the proverbial icebergs. Not that your planet's got many icebergs left because you keep burning it, you fools. But, I think he's... What is he? A former director of public prosecutions. He's about 60 years old. He was knighted for actual public service rather than donating cash or any sort of dodgy things. I mean, on paper, he's probably exactly the kind of person a nation might want to turn it around. A kind of Harvey Dent, type figure. But of course, you know what happened to Harvey Dent.
Mm.
Who knows what will happen to Labour, and indeed the fact that he doesn't really tell people what he wants to do because he's worried it might frighten people.
Yes.
So who knows? But it can't be worse, can it?
Yeah. Are you getting a sense in the constituency that Reform UK are popular? Are people saying, ooh, I might vote for them?
I mean, there's always a few, aren't there? You know, this is the thing, you see. Rishi Sunak has... and your listeners are going, hang on a second. He's supposed to be the exotic novelty candidate and you're having quite a detailed discussion about polling statistics. He's done his research. Quite right, I have. And the fact is that whereas Boris Johnson carried favour with the sort of the edge of the right wing, Rishi has annoyed them. And so, of course, Nigel Farage is back. And you're going to get some people who hover towards the reform end of the spectrum. I don't think they're going to be, running for power in the almighty Richmond and North Allerton, but they might detect the edge of Rishi's own vote. Time will tell.
Yes, indeed it will. And if you were elected, Count, and if...
When
you're elected, and when the British public decide to make you dictator for, say, a limited amount of time, would you reverse Brexit?
When I'm Lord Protector, yes, which is I've got a new policy on that, Sean. Your listeners are probably well aware of my long-standing pledge, which is to hold a referendum about whether there should be another referendum.
Yes.
Which makes sense. And, I mean, you guys had more than one referendum, didn't you? So
yes.
you know where I'm coming from. But I've upgraded my policy. I think you've got to deal with the situation on the ground, right? And Europe's going through trouble. The UK is going through trouble. We need to bring people together. So I suggest that all European countries be allowed to join the UK. Creating what I'm calling it a Union of Europe, if you will. And that could bring some kind of harmony between Britain and the continent. There you go. Robert's your father's brother.
Absolute genius. Absolute genius. We look forward to seeing you at the announcement of that, Count, in Richmond and North Allerton. Count Binface, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Sean. And I love your show. And make your summer count.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.